Well, we're waiting for a couple of callers, so I'm going to play this song.
The killer awoke before dawn. He put his boots on. He took a face from the ancient gallery and he walked on down the hall. He went into the room where his sister lived and then he paid a visit to his brother and then he walked on down the hall.
Yeah.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You're on.
It's RJ.
What's up, man?
Not much, dude. Calling in early today.
Okay.
What's going on?
I just got you talking to Pete. He's trying to get a hold of Darren.
Darian?
Yeah, for that movie? Wednesday or Thursday?
Oh, that's like at the theater thing they're doing with the HA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going?
All right. No, dude.
Are you going?
No, I'm too busy.
Yeah.
I'm not one of the proud, heavy supporters that ride bikes and is all into that, you know? I'm the man behind the desk that makes the money for the band and the man.
Okay.
Which makes my life not as fun as your guys's.
Well, you got to get out more, dude.
One of these days, I got to make money first.
Well, yeah, but we have a mutual friend that could probably set you up with one.
With what? Money?
Oh, a bike.
I know, I'm kidding. You know, you know the funny thing is, here's the funny thing. I haven't ridden a bike in like 10 years.
Uh-huh. Well,
but
at
I'm
that
rust,
point, then I suggest you take that refresher course.
Yeah, I know. T-Ross said he would reteach me, but he said I got to have my own bike.
Yeah. Well,
I guess riding another man's bike is like wearing another man's cowboy hat, right?
Yeah, basically. Just like asking permission before you sit on one. If not, you're gonna need a trip to the dentist.
That's why I have the pleasure to sit on all of Rusty's bikes. But I can't touch his guitar.
No. Yeah. So what's going on?
Not much. Just been plugging away at the job show and Surges, man. It's been a hectic week because last Saturday, the guy that's jumping the bike that Rusty's building,
yeah.
He was doing a race called Rip to the Tip, and by his side was his buddy Jeff that happened to crash at the Baja race and ended up dying on Saturday at the hospital.
Wow.
So the whole industry and the motocross industry, or extreme sports industry, is just like in shock. And you think business would
keep
going on.
Yeah, I didn't hear
that one. But yeah, you'll see if you go to the Metal Militia page, you'll see. Today was the funeral,
uh-huh.
So it's just been a tough week trying to get any business done and try to collect from sponsors that were trying to sign up.
Yeah. Did how'd that thing work out with that promoter chick?
We had to kindly tell her to kick rocks.
Okay.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, she seemed like
a
character.
Yeah, you know, it was working and it seemed like it worked, but, you know, it's just, in the end, it's just like everyone else. They're just talk. We've gone through the ringer in this business, but, you know, we're doing it the correct way and we just need that next step to go to the next level.
Yeah. Because I just ran that press kit the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I run
thank
it every
you.
Couple of days.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully we can
and
pick up
the
next sponsor.
And then anybody that calls up to, I put it on there that if they call up Rusty's, tell them where they saw it at, so we can kind of try to keep track of what's going on.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we definitely got about 3.5 months, I think, to August.
Yeah,
about 3.5 months, so definitely need to start bringing in more sponsors. The funny thing about this business is that a lot of sponsors don't come on till last minute, you know?
Right. Well, they want to see how big it's going to get first.
Yeah. Right now we're really trying to push the reality show part of it and get somebody to pick it up. but it looks like we may be teaming up with a company called Huntington Inc., which is owned by John Huntington.
Right.
So hopefully it all works out. In the end, it always does.
Uh-huh.
But we're not just doing the Sturges run. We're doing, with this bike, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff. The press is really starting to go out on the Harley jump bike, and people want to see more of it. And actually, I had a call today where a gentleman wanted to see pictures of the build, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be vital to get the progress.
You get a hold of Pete?
Film.
You can have Pete taking pictures?
No. No, we're taking our own pictures. But
oh, okay.
We're holding off right now. We still haven't got the Harley engine. We still need the Sportster engine to put in the bike.
Uh-huh.
The vital part.
Yeah. That's where that flake was coming in with that, huh?
Yeah. Unfortunately, that flake was full of stories and didn't come through. So once the sponsor money starts coming through, we'll put it towards everything, but next week everything should start picking up more.
Cool. So what else? So
yeah.
How about the tour? What happened?
Right now it's just on hold since the band is going to be retracking the music with the new drummer.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to take out all the drums and add in what he thinks should be there. And,
oh, okay.
Make music sound much better. And then from there, we're going to do a press release. We'll probably record another song and put out a single and then do a video on it.
Okay.
With our new drummer. Our new drummer has lots of connections in the business. You know, he's actually in a side project with Corey Taylor, which is the singer of Slipknot and Stone Sour. So
okay.
Hopefully these new cats that are coming into the picture are going to help push the music more, which, you know, has already been said is going to happen. You know, it's just all about hard work and a lot of patience.
Right.
Everything
yeah,
is patience.
Yeah, when you pay your dues, things tend to happen nicely.
Yeah, I'm excited for it to happen. I'm done paying dues. But it's a constant thing.
What else is going on? Are they playing anywhere up in Hollywood again?
In June, we're playing at the Key Club, a pretty big show, with a group called Ed PE. I guess June 6th.
Uh-huh.
But we haven't set anything else up yet. We're just kind of playing it by ear right now and going to focus on the music.
Uh-huh.
The next step, I mean, we could play a bunch of shows, but, you know, shows don't really matter unless you're playing in front of the right people or with the right band. So right now the music is the most important part and getting everything retracked and having it completely different, coming out with a new style, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's
so is Rusty writing any new songs or no?
I think he's got a bunch of new songs already.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's just been busy. He just bought a new bike. Went up to San Francisco, took a rental car up there, dropped it off, and then rode the bike back about 600 miles. So he just got in at 4 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him since Good Friday.
Ah, yeah, he bought a Victory, I guess. I think it's a Victory.
Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of people are getting those. I haven't ridden one yet, but a lot of people are getting those.
Well, he puts so many miles on a bike, you know, he just wants comfort. And I think he's one of the only four Hells Angels that has a Victory, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas the rest of them ride the Harleys and choppers and whatnot.
Yeah.
So,
if he's switching bikes, maybe you make a deal on one of them used ones.
Yeah, right. He actually sold his bike to buy this one.
Oh, okay.
I think
which one did he sell, the Bagger?
Yeah, he sold the Bagger. T-Rod bought it.
Oh, okay.
I think this new bike cost about $20,000, $25,000, I don't know. Pretty expensive. It's like a BMW
uh-huh.
on two wheels.
That's what I heard. I guess they're starting to take off a little bit, and because the number one guy rides one, everybody's been getting them lately.
Oh, since Sunny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you going out on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Nice.
Awesome. There's about 12 of us.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
And then I gotta get a hold of Pete, and I guess Darren was supposed to. They were supposed to have the Fry Brothers, because they're gonna release a new CD or something.
Uh-huh.
So the wires got a little crossed. I've been waiting for him to call in.
All right.
So what else is going on? Nothing chomping at the bit?
No. It's just down to the wire now, getting the chopper done.
Uh-huh. Whatever songs, whatever you want to plug, just send me the links. And I'll put them up.
Yeah,
right
sure.
I'll put them right underneath the picture of the band.
Nice.
And then I'll pop it every couple.
Well, what we do need help with right now is pretty much just raising money for the jump. I mean, you know, a portion of the proceeds are going to the Pulmonary Fibrosis Foundation, which is ran by Evel Knievel's granddaughter, which is Robbie Knievel's daughter, Kristen.
Right.
So I thought it all kind of tied in well with the fact that the jumper Trigger Gum was handed down the torch by Evel Knievel.
Yeah. Well, send me whatever you want to do, man, and I'll put it out there for you.
Say, people, we need your money.
That's it, man. That's what you got to do, because, like, right now, just on today, we had let's see. Yeah, today we had 28,930 hits.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's just people clicking on the link?
Yeah, it's any... No, on the blog, but what I got posted up there today, we had 28,930 hits.
Nice.
Yeah, it resets itself at 4 o'clock. And we got a little over 9,000 hits right now.
Oh, wow. How many listeners do you have? Do you know that one?
Right now we have 1,225 worldwide.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome how you can track that.
Yeah. It's kind of what they do. They keep bugging me now to let them put in different sponsors, you know, and send me little trinkets and shit. But the problem is, it's what they want to put on there, you know.
Yeah, I feel ya. Well, yeah, all we need right now is literally sponsors for the jump. I mean, it's not like it's a bad thing either, you know. It's Sturgis, you know, 900,000 plus people every year.
Yeah.
Guinness Book World Record jump. I mean, it's not something small.
No, as a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll put that press kit up again today for tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And whatever you can put pen to paper or send me an email tonight, and I'll put that right above it or below it, however you want me to do it.
Yeah, you know, I'll send you something tonight because we do still need... Hopefully, maybe somebody can donate the Harley engine we need, the Sportster.
Okay. Let me see if Bill's got one laying around over there.
That'd be rad. Yeah, it needs to be like, a 90 to 2002 Sportster, something like that.
Yeah, that's what, if I remember when T-Rod was talking to the Flake. She was supposed to have one coming from Canada or something.
Yeah, she was supposed to have like two of them, but it never happened, obviously.
Yeah.
She promised, nothing happened. I should have sent her an invoice just for the time I wasted with her.
Yeah, you can do that and get away with it.
Jeez, I spent so much time with that broad.
How many handshakes did you get?
How many what?
How many handshakes did you get?
Well, on top of handshakes, I got, I promise, I give you my word, all those, none of them came true.
Well, I'd write that in. I'd write that in to Judge Judy, man. You get paid.
I probably should, huh?
Yeah, because according to her, a handshake is a contract.
My gosh, there was verbal.
The last show I watched. Yeah, the last show I watched, some guy shook hands with the other guy, and that formed a contract.
Jeez. Yeah, if half of what she said came true, it would have been cool, you know? Would have been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh well.
Well, maybe you ought to see Wade showing up Thursday, if you're not too busy. Probably be a good time. From what I understand.
Yeah. Possible.
Are you on the, you want me to put you on my guest list? Just in case?
Sure.
Okay, I'll do
it's
that.
It's at a theater, right?
Yeah.
Which theater is that?
Hold on. It's at the Lemmy.
Where's that at?
It's in, here, hang on. It's at, it's the Lemmy's Royal Theater. I don't have the address, but I can send you the link.
All right, sounds good.
Pete,
yeah,
hang on. Pete sent me directions. Hang on. Let me see if I can find them.
All right.
Yeah, here we go. Okay, he's got an optional. If you're coming from, let's see. It says if you're coming from Bartels.
Bartels, that's in the valley, right?
Yeah, it's in the valley.
All right.
Oh, he's got the info map, but no attachment.
I'll ask Rusty.
Yeah, hang on. Let me check out this other one. It might be on that one. He sent me two. There we go. Okay.
I don't get too much involved with any of his stuff. I like to be the. It's almost good that I stay neutral, you know, and I don't wear support stuff or even get involved with what he does, and I just kind of don't ask and doesn't tell. Because it's good not to have that involvement with Rusty in the music industry, you know, because he tries to keep them completely separate, whereas, you know, my music's my music and my club's my club. You know, they're not
right. The
same, you know. They're completely separate, different entities, different corporations.
That's correct. But it's off the 405 at Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, okay.
According to this, you make a left and you go down to Colby Street and Santa Monica Boulevard.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it says right here, parking is at the Los Angeles City lots that take quarters and credit cards and machines only. No attendants or valet. Please park the bikes close together to make room for other bikes if you are riding.
How many guys are expecting at this?
I'm sorry?
How many bikers are they expecting at this?
Well, I understand it holds 600, and there's, I guess there's 250 seats saved.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. And then
that's
it's,
nice.
It's the location is Lemmy's Royal Theater. It's 11523 Santa Monica Boulevard in West L.A.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've been, I just recently started doing something new as well on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, so I'll try to make it.
What's that?
Well, I'm getting back in shape and, you know,
uh-huh.
I'm trying not to just make music my main focus. I'm paying attention to my old career that I left a while ago, so I've been training, riding horses again, and fighting with swords, trying to get back into the stunt industry.
There you go. How you feeling otherwise?
Good. I've lost a good 60 pounds since last year, and got about another 25 to go.
Uh-huh.
So, feeling good and looking much better.
Good. Congratulations on that one.
Yeah. I can never go back to corporate world, that's for sure, with all my damn tattoos. Got them everywhere now.
Oh, no, hey, you'd be surprised.
They're on my neck, my hands. I have to wear gloves.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I got them by me, where I work.
All
they
right.
Don't really say much. I feel like I feel like a white guy stuck in Chicano Park sometimes.
I remember you saying that. That's funny. Well, awesome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. So, all right. Then, like I said, send me that stuff. I'll put it up. And then Thursday we might be doing it live.
Okay. Yeah, also, you know, if you can help find an engine, that'd be great. If not, oh well. And otherwise, if you have any companies or corporations that are into sponsoring or doing things like this, just send them our way. I mean, we're even willing to, you know, if you bring on somebody, we'll even, you know, kick you down, if that makes sense. You know.
Nah, I'm not worried about that. I don't charge my friends, man.
Awesome. Well, yeah, that's just
I don't charge my friends.
Focus.
But right off the top of my head, there's about four places I can check this out. And then there's two dealerships I can talk to.
That'd be awesome, man. I'd appreciate it so much. And we do appreciate everything you do for us as it is, very much.
And then, the other thing is, I'll send you, well, let me talk to him, because I got somebody, I happen to know both the event coordinators for both those dealerships, and we've been helping them out. So let me talk to them too.
Nice, that'd be great.
And then what I'll do is I'll print out one of the press kits and I'll hand it to them and say, hey, you want to get involved in this?
Awesome, I would love that.
Usually when Bill and I do that, we don't have any problems.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll let you go then. Be careful out there.
All right, Matt, thank you. I appreciate everything.
All right, and the one thing I recommend if you haven't been on a bike in 10 years is take that refresher course first.
Oh, I will.
Find the one lets you use their bike. That way, if you crash, you don't have to worry about paying for it.
All right, Matt.
All right, take care, brother.
Thanks, Matt. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we're waiting for the other callers. I'm going to play another song. This one's, this one's self-explanatory.
Recently, so that people can hear some politics, understand why Muse exists and why Muse is in New York doing these concerts to raise money, but also we want to make available.
Plus, we have a shot at 20,000 people a night to tell them about the rally that's only a few days away.
Just 17. We drive out.
Brothers and Darren Kerr and P. Davila waiting for the phone calls. I guess the Fry Brothers have a new CD release. Darren's got that I Ride the Movie, which is going to be at the Lemmy Theater in West LA. It's off the 405 in Santa Monica Boulevard. And yes, we have comped tickets. We were specially invited, Bill and I and a few of our friends. Let you guys know, trying to work it out so we can do it Thursday live. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it live. I got another. I'm gonna play a couple songs just in case. If they come in, I'll stop the songs, but. This one sounds appropriate since, let's see. Okay. Who's what? Somebody typed in, who's that? Who's what? The people we're talking about? That's, Darren Kerr's filmed this movie over the last 3 years. It's called I Ride the Movie. This is America. It's about the biker culture. And the band that plays in it is the Fry Brothers. Which New York song is that? If you can hear me, which New York song is that? Having a little technical difficulty here. It seems we got a couple of people that shouldn't be in here that are in here right now. Hello, guys. You guys having coffee and donuts in the car? Maybe you're sitting in a dark room, jerking each other off. Let me get to this real quick. Okay, let's see, here we go. Here we go. There we go. Damn, these guys are playing tricks tonight with this thing. Every time I try to get somewhere, they pop it out in something else. Guess we're going to have to go to Germany on this one. There we go. We're getting this break-in and stuff, and they're trying to turn off my connection. Here we go for those guys.
In the grocery store, all the kids look at me like they thought I was Santa Claus. And their mamas don't like it, so they turn the shopping carts around. Mama shoots me a dirty look. She thinks I'm just a greasy rebel without a cause. But it's fear that mostly makes them people put us down. But I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. That's right. I like ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you. In the restaurant, the maitre d' gets nervous cause I ain't got on a tie. But who ever thought a hairy ass biker would drink French wine? I just finish off the steak and I have a glass of brandy and a slice of apple pie. Then I leave the biggest tip that the waiter has seen all night. Still, I like to ride big motorcycles, and I like to eat pussy too. And I like to kick the shit out of punkers and faggots, and if you don't like it, fuck you.
We'll
wanna go to that cool mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
All those people that say, we got the money, we're going to deliver, still waiting.
Thank you.
guys are all crazy. Pete's supposed to call. The Pride Brothers are supposed to call. Tickets issued at Biker Beach. Some girl that Bill knows is supposed to call in and talk about some charity for kids. I'm trying to. I'm waiting for Bill and the other guy. Well, this one's going to sound funny, but this was sent to me by Hershey. Tickets issued at Virginia Beach Bike Classic. The Virginia Beach Bike Classic was held this weekend in North Beach Landing, Virginia Beach. If you know of anyone or, let's see, the Virginia State Police, in conjunction with the Virginia Beach Police Department, set up a few miles from the event and wrote tickets for offenses such as unapproved helmets, illegal exhaust, and properly mounted license plates. It was reported at one point if they're refusing those without a DOT-approved helmet to proceed further and force them to go back to the event to buy a new helmet. Or if you know anyone who receives such a ticket, please contact me and he says he will represent you at no charge. This is Miss Danielson from McGrath and Danielson out of Tom McGrath's Motorcycle Law Group. I'll put that up in the chat for you guys. This was a hot one, that's why I interrupted. But, let's see. All right, I put it up in the chat. He also says they'll represent you for free. Let's see. Okay, this is one more. This one's going out for Blonde Moments. Thank you.
mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Even 16 years in hell. Yes, I ain't something right here. I ain't living alone. I'm breaking the rocks from the chain gang. I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a change. And I'm looking over the sky. I'm gonna make a change. We both lie close together. We feel my
Fighting the demons. I'm dedicating this one to them. Thank you.
Thank you.
this one's going to take us out.